Sorry about that phone call. I was just checking on the GE stock price. Seems to be doing pretty well. Yeah, it's doing okay. Well, look, good afternoon. It's great to be here. Nice to see some old friends from my IR days, though I will say that you're all looking younger and I'm feeling older, so I'm not sure exactly what that means. But in any event, I'm going to give you a little bit of an update on how we're thinking about the portfolio mix. Both Mike and Jeff gave you a sense for the magnitude of the change we've got. And then we're going to have Dan, Mark, and Margaret run through their businesses and kind of bring it all to life as it relates to the specific business units in the U.S. In terms of the portfolio, the repositioning that we embarked on at the end of 2008 has really gone well for us. We've made great progress around that. You can see we had at the end of 2008 about $556 billion of funding in net investment. We'll be close to 450, as Jeff said, at the end of this year, and you know, well on our way to the $440 billion of ENI by the end of 2012, which was our commitment to our investors in both on the fixed income and the equity side of things. The pie here gives you just a little bit of more complexion around that. Shrunk both the equity business in the commercial real estate space pretty significantly. I'll show you more about that in a minute or two here. But the core businesses, if you will, for GE Capital will be over 80% of what we do by the time we conclude our efforts in 2012. We're very clear and quite disciplined about where we're investing, and you can see on the right-hand side of this page, we bring some of those kind of running rules to life here. We've really focused the business on scale businesses in big places, places where our core competitive advantage can make a real difference. We deliver that through what we believe is some best-in-class domain, both in terms of our connections to GE, and I'll expand on that in a bit here, but also through our tremendous origination force that we've continued to add to through the financial crisis. 2% return on investment has been a watchword for all of our commercial leaders. We're not doing business with a handful of exceptions below 2% pretty much anywhere in the world. Here's a look at the non-core portfolios that we've been working our way through over the last couple of years. Again, sort of same time period, end of 2008. We had about $160 billion of funded investment that we intended to run off or run down or sell. You can see that you know, by the end of this year, we expect to be at something on the order of $77 billion. For those of you that keep track of this period to period, what we showed you last year was a number that was close to $20 billion more than that. So we've run ahead of plan, both in terms of our runoffs as well as our dispositions. And as you can see, we've cut the real estate equity business by a third, and the balance of the portfolio is by more than 50% over the past 3 years. As Jeff mentioned, this is a group of activities that in aggregate lose money for us. That's really driven by the losses in the commercial real estate equity business. If you look at the balance of the portfolios, they're, with a few exceptions, profitable, but the return on capital is just not what we need it to be, and strategically they don't fit with where we're taking GE Capital going forward, which is really a tremendous focus on mid-market lending and leasing in developed markets around the world. You know, we closed 19 or expect to close $19-odd billion worth of dispositions this year, and in aggregate have either run off or sold $84 billion in total non-core assets over the past 3. We've redeployed a significant amount of that into the core businesses in GE Capital, as you can see on this chart. Despite a tough economic environment and a continued deleveraging in most industries around the world, we've been able to grow our core asset base. We expect this year we'll end with a core ENI of something on the order of $335 or $340 billion in funded investment. And in addition to that, the real estate debt business will contribute another almost $35 billion. Our activity levels, and I'll show you some of this in a little bit more detail in terms of volume, have been quite good. As you can see from this chart, core commercial lending and leasing volume is up over 30%, again, with ROIs that are in the 2% range. We feel very good about our ability to take share organically. Jeff mentioned the situation in Europe. We're watching that with great interest. We've done a couple of small acquisitions, as you know, over there in the factoring space. And there may be other things that we can do in the European market, but we're going to be very particular as it relates to asset class, as it relates to market, and as it relates to returns. This is a look at our on-book volume. And as you can see, we've seen sustained improvement quarter-on-quarter, year-on-year in our on-book volume. The top of the chart is a combined commercial and consumer look on a global basis, and you can see, you know, each quarter has gotten sequentially better. Obviously, some seasonality in here, particularly in the fourth quarter. Total year 11 on-book volume will be up something on the order of 14%. On the bottom left side of the chart here is the commercial lending and leasing businesses, and you can see that volume tracking as well. Very similar theme in terms of consistent improvement quarter on quarter. And in addition to that, the pipeline in the lower left, and for those of you that think principally about our industrial businesses, think about pipeline like you would backlog. I mean, this isn't necessarily all stuff that we've either won or had committed, but it is a really strong showing in terms of our ability to fund volume into 2012. And as you can see, that pipeline has grown substantially over the most recent quarters. The other point I'll make on this page is in the upper right here is a look at return on investment. And, you know, obviously some variability by industry line and by geography, but we're very pleased with the overall return on investment for the new business volume. In aggregate, ROIs for new business volume this year is something on the order of 3.4%. A year ago when we showed you this chart, it was something on the order of 3%. So we feel pretty good about that as well in terms of our ability not only to grow the book, but also to grow it at a higher return profile. This is a look at margins, and so this gives you, while the previous slide was a look at, you know, kind of through the door activity and return on investment on a fully loaded basis for new business volume, this is the return on the portfolio in aggregate. And you can see we split this between consumer and commercial. It gives you a sense for the new business volume that we're putting on and what the margins are and how that compares to the business that's rolling off in any given period. And as you can see, in cases where the current stuff is greater than the other stuff, the earnings calories of our underlying portfolio continues to expand, and that's exactly what you see happening here in both the consumer and commercial spaces. Consumer is in the 12s. The commercial businesses were as low as you know, mid-2s. You know, we're well in the almost mid-3s here as it relates to our commercial businesses with an aggregate margin. Effectively contributed value for an industrial comparison is in the mid-5s for the book in total. And so we feel very good about what that means in terms of our earnings power, again, in the portfolio into 2012 and beyond. We spent a lot of time and money lately building the GE Capital brand. You saw an example of some of that work at the outset of today's discussion. We ran a longer version of one of the advertisements that we've run on TV. And as you can look, as you see at the data here on the left-hand side of the page, it's really having an impact. Awareness of GE Capital and our financial services activities has expanded dramatically over the last 3 years. You know, we were traveling in sort of the 50% awareness range. The most recent data has got us north of 80. We feel great about that. And more importantly, the consideration for our prospective customers to do business with us has expanded significantly as well. And you can see the data in the bottom left here. We embarked on the advertising campaigns kind of in the middle of the crisis to send some important messages to our employees and to our customers and to our stakeholders that we were very committed to financial services and that we had a strong presence. We've built that now into this notion of builders to try and drive some significant differentiation into the places where we're competing. So it's not just about providing financial products. It's about providing some of the industrial benefits and values that you can get by being part of a system like GE. And the lighting slash energy efficiency example that you saw in the Wendy's is just one of a host of examples of programs like that that we've been able to run for customers around the world. And we're going to be talking more about that going forward. Here's just a couple of examples of some of the print advertising that we've run. And again, you're just trying to bring it all to life here in terms of the differentiation. You know, like any bank, we can lend you money, and in addition to that, we can lend you expertise, whether it's engineering or technical capability, and we're going to expand this dramatically into 2012. And this is really a very busy chart, but it gives you a sense for how we're thinking about this rolling forward, not just for next year, but over the next several years. In the upper left, we believe that by the end of next year, we'll have qualified almost 500 GE associates, both in the financial services side of the house as well as the industrial businesses that can provide a level of expertise and knowledge for our core mid-market customers. We're focusing on really a discrete number of disciplines. Think, you know, financial acumen and capability. And Jeff Bornstein, our CFO, is the chair, if you will, of that discipline. We've done the same thing in human resources. So think Crotonville, GE Capital Training, our Session C and development processes. All of that body of knowledge that we employ across GE can be mobilized for our customers. same is true for operational effectiveness. Think Lean, Six Sigma, and the operating tools that exist within GE. And then lastly, we have an unparalleled global network in the industrial businesses. And as Mike mentioned, we're very focused on developed markets, but our company is very good in a host of developing markets around the world. Our customers have interest both in terms of selling to and sourcing from those markets, and we can bring that expertise by leveraging the GE network. And I can tell you that that's a place that our core competitors in financial services just can't go. It's a deliverable that they just can't bring. So we're expected to deliver and will deliver a capable financial services product at a return and a structure that makes sense for our customers. But we have this host of other capability that we can really use to differentiate GE Capital in the marketplace, and hopefully you'll see more of that. This has been an effort that's been principally focused on the United States. We're going to expand it now to a handful of markets in Western Europe, as well as Japan and Australia and New Zealand. You'll see more of that in 2012. And then lastly, and you can see some of this for your own eyes this afternoon, we've tried to deliver this capability in a non-traditional way. So we've got the, good old-fashioned send a GE black belt to a customer site to help them with their problems. We've also created a technological version of that that we're calling GE Edge. And that's what you see in the upper right-hand side of this page here. And it's really intended to do a couple of different things. One, if a customer has a question and they just want to go in and do a search on, how do I do foreign exchange in China? How do I do succession planning in my business? They can capture that insights right on a website. There's also a capability if they want to talk to a GE expert, and they can do that through a video chat where they can connect with a GE expert on a topic that is relevant to their business success and it's something that we know something about. And then lastly, we've created kind of the equivalent of a social network for C-suite executives in the mid-market that want to interact with each other. So a CFO cohort, a CEO cohort, a group of businesses in a given geography, say the Midwest, or steel industry, where people have a specific interest in a part of their business and they want to connect with somebody else, we can sponsor that sort of interaction. And again, it's only value that you can capture if you're a GE Capital customer. And so this is something that we launched at an event in Ohio State in October, and we're continuing to expand that pretty dramatically over the course of 2012 as well. Mike Pilot, who is on this side, Mike, stick your hand up. Mike Pilot is our Chief Commercial Officer for GE Capital, is the brain trust behind this along with his team. He's here today, and we'll be able to share a demo with you, if you will, of the GE Edge product if you'd like to see it. I think it's pretty remarkable, and I think you'll be excited about it when you get a chance to look at it. So, we feel good about our ability to fund growth going forward by shrinking the non-core assets. We've demonstrated an ability to do that. That can either be redeployed in terms of growing the book or can be redeployed in terms of cash for our ability to pay a greater dividend to our friends up the road here in Fairfield. And now what we'd like to do is get Dan Henson to take you through his commercial lending and leasing businesses, and then we'll do real estate and the consumer business as well. So thanks very much, and here you go, Dan.